You're listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Thursday. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk a little Bachelor. We're going to talk about Chris Harrison coming back to television. And he's got a lot on his plate. We've got your Love is Blind finale that aired yesterday. It was released on Netflix. If you have not watched it, you might want to skip over this part. It was the wedding section of the show. We had three couples left. We'll go over that. I've got thoughts on Survivor and also the Challenge Reunion Show Part 2. So a lot to get to here. And we're also going to get to that momentarily.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
So the first thing I want to say is this week's Thursday podcast, because it's been a hectic week for myself. With things going on, I will say that I decided to answer your reader emails. That is going to be podcast number 381. It'll be up in a couple hours from now. Check that out. Let's see. What were some of the questions that you guys asked? Let me look here. The title of just kind of skimming over these. Some did ask about Survivor, about Bachelor in Paradise, top three Bachelor and Bachelorettes. Did the change in the spoiler who wins change how I watch the show at all? How much of a production play in the role of the families? So a lot of good questions in this. Probably about 15 or 16 questions I got to in today's podcast number 381, which is me reading your reader emails or answering your reader emails. So let's get to it. Other stuff. The Women Tell All taped last night. I don't have any info yet. I usually don't have it the very next morning. Let some time pass by. And hopefully I'll get some info on what happened at the taping. This is something that, you know, I've been talking about this for a couple weeks. The only drama this season surrounded Maria and how Sydney reacted towards her, how Leah reacted towards her, how Jess reacted towards her. There was no other drama anywhere this season in terms of in between the women themselves. It was just three women that had a problem with Maria, at least that was shown on television. So they're going to spend some time on it at the taping, I'm sure. So once I know anything, I will absolutely relay it on to you and let you know my thoughts or let you know what happened. If I can get that. Some seasons I get Women Tell All taping info and some seasons I don't. So, I know one of the questions that's asked at least a couple times today in reader emails and podcast number 381 coming out in a couple hours is people are asking me, do I think the Bachelorette announcement is coming at the Women Tell All last night? My guess would be no. Just because they know it's a taped segment and it would get out. You might as well just announce it to social media. You might as well just go straight to Us Weekly or People and just say, here's our new Bachelorette. Because I don't see how, and they're not going to do that. You know, yes, Charity did get asked to be the Bachelorette at the last Women Tell All. But remember, it was after the audience left and Jesse walked to her dressing room. So the only people that knew were Jesse and Charity and the cameraman and whatever. So, and then the season before that, they announced Gabby and Rachel at the After the Final Rose. So my guess is we're getting it at the After the Final Rose. And once again, if you ask my opinion, I think they're going to pick Daisy. Doesn't mean Maria can't be a good bachelorette. I think she'd be a fine bachelorette. She'd be a different one than Daisy. And Daisy, they couldn't be more opposite in terms of personality. So whoever they choose, whatever. My goal is the same thing. Just find the spoilers for the season. The big news yesterday coming out of, I don't know, former host of Bachelor World is the fact that Chris Harrison has teamed up with Dr. Phil and he's going to have some shows on Dr. Phil's new streaming and broadcast network. Now, I don't think any of us knew that Dr. Phil had a new streaming and broadcast network until it came out yesterday. So it's called McGraw's Merritt Street Media and it's set to launch on April 2nd. We don't know where, though, it's being launched. You know, I have no idea. Is it just going to be an app? Is it going to get its own channel? I don't know. So it looks like Chris Harrison is going to host. He's going to host. He's going to fill in for Dr. Phil on primetime. And then he is going to host a late morning talk show, which is set to debut in the fall or winter. So we're months away from that happening. And it's going to be him and Lauren Zima, his wife, hosting the show. It says it will be filmed at Merritt Street's Media Studios, which are located in Dallas, Texas, where the couple resides. Well, I think this press release is wrong. I thought Chris and Lauren lived in Austin. Austin's 3.5-4 hours away from Dallas, so by car. So I know that Merritt Street Media Studios, Dr. Phil Studios, that's right, it's here in Dallas. But I thought Chris and Lauren lived in Austin, so I don't know. Maybe they moved. And then he's also got a reality dating show. There's a reality dating series that Chris Harrison has created and hosting, and Dr. Phil is pumping it up, saying it is be so different. It has dating elements to it, but this is so different and so novel. It is flipping the script in a way that I think people are going to become addicted to it in a week. It is unbelievable. But there's no start date for that of when that is happening. So just a lot going on in Chris Harrison's world. It took him 4 years, but he's back on, well, I don't want to say network TV because this isn't network TV. Looks like it's the Dr. Phil network and a new, it's a broadcast network. But again, this is something that we have to see where it gets picked up, where it's aired. Is this just going to be a streaming and whatever? But, you know, tough to comment on any of it because we haven't seen any of the work. I am curious about the dating. I don't care about Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima hosting a morning show. It's like, great, you want to be the next Kelly and Mark. I get it. Or the next TJ and Amy. I get it. I don't care about him hosting for Dr. Phil on Dr. Phil primetime, and I don't care about the morning show. Obviously, I will be interested in his dating show and exactly what it is and what it looks like and whatnot. So that's pretty much all I'm going to cover when it comes to that. Hell, the morning show with Lauren doesn't even start till the fall or winter anyway. So, but he's back on TV. So look for Chris Harrison at a streaming and Dr. Phil network, broadcast network near you. It launches on April 2nd. So we're still a little less than a month away from the Dr. Phil streaming and broadcast network even launching. So nothing new here, but the press release came out yesterday. So I guess congratulations are in order to Chris Harrison. All right. Love is Blind. The wedding episodes. I'm a novice to this. This is my first season. But let's talk with the first couple that they showed to start the episode. Let's face it. I don't think any of us thought Jimmy and Chelsea would ever make it. It was just a question of, was he going to propose to her and they were going to make it? And then by the time the reunion show, which airs next week, we're going to find out that they had broken up in the last year. Jimmy just said, you know what? No, I'm not marrying you. And is anybody that watched that yesterday blame him? I mean, can we blame him based on the way that Chelsea acted? And you're saying, oh, no, you're just, you know, woman hater or something like that. No, because I absolutely was on Laura's side with the way Jeremy acted. So, no, I'm just taking it situation by situation. Chelsea is somebody that I went over it last week. Her overreaction to Jimmy go seeing friends for 90 minutes was completely impossible to deal with. And what Jimmy said yesterday made sense. Now, the thing is, I know it's for television purposes and whatnot, but they make them spend the day together. They go on the ride and they're just like so excited or whatever. Then they have this talk and he's like, yeah. So Jimmy knew before that day took place. I don't know, like she accused him of knowing ever since the beginning or ever since he met her that he was never going to propose to her. And that's just her being upset and throwing stuff in his face. And Jimmy, honestly, only Jimmy knows the answer to that question. My guess is he was just willing to give it a try, probably like most other people in this franchise. They're just looking to give it a try. I know it's ridiculous to propose to someone I've never even seen physically. It's just, let's face it, that's just weird. You know, love isn't blind, let's face it. And they're just giving it a try. Okay, I'll propose to you first. We'll work this backwards. We'll go on our honeymoon. And then I'll see over the course of these couple months or however long it takes from honeymoons until wedding day, do I want to propose to this person? I'm giving it a try. And he gave it a try and then ultimately said, no, I'm not attracted to her, or I just don't want to be with her. I don't want to be married to this woman. He's perfectly fine and he's allowed to say that, just like I'm sure it's happened in other seasons. I don't know the breakdown, but I know people have broken up on wedding days before, and it probably always isn't the man. I'm sure there are women who have said no at the altar. So I don't think anybody else should be surprised. What I am interested in is the reunion show. So can't wait till next week. I thought we were going to get a teaser or something of it. Maybe that comes out today or tomorrow. But yeah, I was hoping we'd get a teaser at the end of the episode, but apparently not. The second couple. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Clay and AD. This is where because I'm a novice when it comes to this show, this is where I didn't understand what was the whole point of the altar. And I will say this. The second Jimmy and Chelsea were off our screens, for the next two couples, I fast-forwarded everything. I didn't want to see the arrival and all the talking beforehand. It just didn't do anything for me. I wasn't that invested in these couples to the point where I needed to hear every word. I literally fast-forwarded right to the altar when they both first started talking, for both couples, Johnny and Amy and AD and Clay. Now, when AD and Clay had their finality, I did listen to when he went to her room and spoke to her, but My question is, like, obviously these families know by showing up there is a possibility that one of the two is going to say no. It just seems so weird and so odd that they would make family and friends get involved, since producers, I don't know, maybe it's different than The Bachelor, and maybe Clay didn't tell production he was going to say no. Maybe they didn't know until he did it. But it just seems so weird to do all of that pomp and circumstance and make her go and buy a dress when this guy just tells her, you know what, I don't want to marry you, right there on the altar, dumping someone at the altar. And yesterday when I was watching that, I didn't even know if Clay dumped her. He was so complimentary of her. The only thing he didn't do was ask her to marry him. I mean, I'm just as interested in you at the reunion show. Did these two keep in touch? I know AD said, I can't, I have to cut him loose. Something tells me that they probably tried to date and hook up for a while, and then I doubt they're together today. But there's no way that last day on the wedding day was the last time they saw each other. No way, because he was too complimentary of her. He just couldn't marry her. But again, the other thing that was weird, when they were both saying their vows to each other, and she's saying all this stuff, and he's like, yep, right there with you. Right there with you. I've been working on myself. And then when it came to him, he's like, yeah, I can't marry you. It's just, then why were you hyping her up? You were totally gassing her up when she was reading her vows. Maybe he should have just had much more of a poker face when she was saying all that, or just maybe cracking a smile. But he was literally talking over her and talking about how well he's done in this process. And he learned a lot about himself while she's talking about their vows. It caught me off guard, to say the least. And then I don't think anybody was surprised about Johnny and Amy. That was like, you knew they were going to get one, and they saved them for last. I didn't think Johnny was going to come in with a, no, I'm not going to marry you either. And again, I fast-forwarded everything. I just got up to the altar part, listened to them talk. I even fast-forwarded their reception because I didn't care. So I think yesterday's episode was an hour and 20 minutes. Maybe it was an hour and a half. It took me, I think, 32 minutes to watch the whole thing. So that was great. So now I know next season going in, going to do the same thing. Like, I don't need to see all the stuff before it. I just want to know, did someone get dumped at the altar? It just seems to be a brutal way. So tell me, fill me in on the past ones. When they have gotten dumped at the end, has it been mostly the woman saying no to him and him asking her to marry him and she saying no, or the other way around like it was with Clay and AD? Was there ever any brawls between the families? Like, why did you send your son here? Why did you make him do that? Like, I was surprised that AD's family wasn't more upset. I mean, the mothers hugged each other. I just thought like they would be pissed at Clay and just take it out on the family. I'm curious, have there been any brawls or any screaming matches between the families? Because it just seems so ridiculous to all bring them all in if a breakup's going to happen. But again, maybe they didn't know about the breakup. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I cannot wait for the reunion show because I don't think Jimmy and Chelsea are done insulting each other. That's my guess. This podcast brought to you by Factor Meals. Yesterday, I told you about the shredded chicken and the loaded mashed potatoes. Last night, you know what I had? Green chili chicken. So easy to make. All you got to do is poke some holes in that cover, put it in your microwave for 2 minutes. For me, I think my microwave, the heat that it produces runs kind of low because I took the cover off after the 2 minutes, threw it out, not the meal, I left the meal in there, and then I had to reheat for another 90 seconds or 2 minutes, but I don't think, I put it in, the second part I put in for 2 minutes. Maybe some of you don't have to do that. But after you take the cover off, mix your food around, especially if you have like something like mashed potatoes, which are just all sticking together, mix it around, put it back in for 90 seconds, 2 minutes. I mean, this is another great meal by Factor Meals. I'm loving these. They sent me 6, and tomorrow I'm going to tell you about which one I eat tonight. So they're 2-minute meals, fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are easy and ready to heat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. I absolutely loved the green chili chicken last night. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off. That's code realitysteve50 at factormeals.com/realitysteve50 to get 50% off. Also brought to you by Cacao Bliss, Earth Echo Foods, and their healthy feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Use the discount code realitysteve. Remember, if you don't remember that website, doesn't matter. Go to the episode description wherever you listen to your podcast. Scroll down, click on Earth Echo, and it'll bring you right to the landing page.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it
Miro? Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
All right, let's talk Survivor Episode 2 last night. I can't say it's gotten off to the greatest start when the first two people eliminated from the game, Zelensky last week and Jess last night, boy, oh boy, they were just not good Survivor players. And great, I'm glad not good players didn't last long. But usually they cast 16 diehards of this show and everybody is a super fan and all this. Jess was just not good. Her gameplay wasn't good. She wasn't athletic whatsoever. She cost her team a chance at immunity because she couldn't hold the blocks over her head. How many times did we see her drop her blocks? Banu just absolutely laid into her. I mean, and the other thing, just skipping to the end here of last night's episode, it was just weird because it was such a roundabout way to vote Jess off. It was clear if you're on that tribe and the five people left in that tribe, Banu, Q, Jess, Kenzie, and Tiff, I mean, who wanted Jess around? I know that editing was trying to throw the smokescreen up that maybe Banu was going home or maybe they blindside Kenzie. That would have been the worst decision ever because nobody on that team would have won another immunity if Jess was still there. Like it was... editing played a trick, or they tried to trick us, because it was such a roundabout way to get Jess out. Ooh, let's create a fake idol. Oh, she won't even look for it. We'll just give it to her, but we'll tell her who to vote for. It was just like, why don't three of you get together and say, we're voting Jess, period, end of story. Let's go. Why did they have to do all that to get rid of her? None of them wanted her there. Four votes against one. Like, it just didn't make a lot of sense what they were doing. Obviously, one of the biggest parts of the night to me was, what is it, the Siga tribe? And I can't even remember the two guys that were doing it. I'm not good with names early on in the season. I'm good with the team that's lost the two players, the purple team. I can't remember their team name, but I know their five last night were Banu, Q, Jess, Kenzie, and Tiff, just because they were on our screens the most the last two episodes. I'm not good with the names, but the two guys that were battling it out, just naming Metallica songs and Taylor Swift songs. Here was my thing about this. Who was going to correct them? It's not like there was judges out there or anybody else in the other tribe. I'm guessing the three others or four others in the tribe that were watching these two just reel off song names probably knew way more Taylor Swift song names than Metallica ones. So if that guy who was naming Metallica names was just throwing out random titles of songs, who was going to say, oh, nope, got you there. That wasn't a Metallica song. They don't have a computer to go to. They don't have a Metallica expert out there outside of him. So while the game was fun, I was just like, but who's holding them accountable if they just make up a name? I knew most of the guys, pretty much all the songs that he named for Taylor Swift. But for the Metallica side, I know like three titles of Metallica songs. So I just thought that was like, well, how do we really know who won this thing? How do you know the Metallica guy was just reeled off 106 song names? I guess we have to take their word for it. I don't know. I thought the challenge was one of the more difficult ones. That holding up the puzzle, even though I don't know how heavy those blocks are, I'm guessing they're pretty heavy just by the reaction of all three tribes dropping that thing numerous times and screaming at people, hurry up, hurry up. And you see their arms shaking. That's a really tough challenge. I'm surprised that came out in episode two, but great challenge to put out there because it really tests communication and strength. And the purple tribe just sucks at both. I just want to say this in general about the season so far. some weird people on the show this season. And not weird in a bad way, but they've really got some quirky people. And I don't know if that's going to mean good TV as the season goes on, or I'm just going to get annoyed by their weirdness and quirkiness. I'm not sure yet. The jury is still out. But just some odd personalities out there. You can be a super fan, but I just think they do like to throw people in there in casting on this show that just aren't good around other people. Not very communicative. And maybe that's a way that they do it on purpose to bring them out of their shell. I don't know. But man, Survivor's got some really oddballs on this season so far. And finally, just going to wrap up with this. The Challenge Part 2, we have officially wrapped on Battle for a New Champion as Episode 2 of the reunion show aired last night. Again, very choppy editing. You know, this whole thing they went over with Jay and Olivia's kiss, something that we didn't know about all season. And Jay's just like, not talking about it. My personal life, not talking about it. And everyone's like, but we saw it, Jay. You guys were making out on the bus. Not talking about it. Never happened. I don't know. I'm just like, so they went straight to Olivia. And Olivia, while didn't giving a direct answer and said, yes, I made out with Jay. She didn't say that. But she said, well, it's just kind of hard to hide everything when everybody's here has, you know, seen things. It's like, Olivia, why can't you just say I made out with Jay? These people sometimes drive me nuts. But there's Jay just still denying it. And then we don't even get an answer. And Maria Menounos kind of moves on from the topic. Even though she did try and get an answer, she's like, Jay, everyone's saying they saw you. So you're saying it didn't happen? My personal life. These people are wrong. I don't have to believe a word you say, or, you know. Big T. Yeah, it's just. And I don't know why Emmanuel, I always weird how to pronounce his name. I don't know why this guy was allowed to steal Captain Crunch's jacket and wear it at the reunion show. But he did. But for two episodes and a guy who won the season, probably got the least camera time out of anybody. I mean, it just, he just didn't get a lot of time, and I don't think he'll ever be revered as one of the Challenge greats. I think everybody saw what happened. He was on the right side of the numbers, and he didn't have any heavy hitters to compete against in his final. Berna, Nerys is now a heavy hitter for sure. She's going to be someone to reckon with in future seasons, but come on, Berna, Colleen, Jay. Those guys, those women and Jay will never get to another final ever again, in my opinion. And I don't even think they'll come close. Just keep that in mind. Nerys absolutely will. I'd love to see a season where Nerys and Horacio team up and win a season. Horacio, again, too humble, very hard on himself, saying thinks he's the most overrated or overhyped player on the Challenge because he hasn't won anything yet. It's like, dude. You have, though. We've seen you compete. You're a hell of a competitor. That's why he's the greatest human being in the history of the Challenge. Like, he's almost too nice for this show. But you know what? Now we can put a bow on this season of the Challenge, season 39. I was told that season 40 leaves this weekend for wherever they're filming. So I don't know the theme of it. I don't know who's on it yet. But I heard they're filming this week, or they start filming this weekend. So I know the spoiler sites are out there for Challenge. The only thing I care about, I don't care if I'm spoiled on who makes the cast. That's my extent of what I get spoiled on when it comes to Challenge seasons. I don't want to know who gets eliminated when. I just want to see the initial cast and I want to see what the theme is. That's all I care about. Is it a spoiler? Yeah, I guess technically. And if I find it out, well, there's other sites that cover it. I'm not going to be the one spoiling it, but what's that? Gamer Vev. And there's a couple challenge spoiler Twitter accounts that we'll probably put out the cast once it's finalized. But I'll go over it here, but I'll give you a chance to not listen if you don't want to know. But that's the extent of what I want to know, because those sites apparently also cover when people have gotten eliminated because they're coming back to the States. So just know, I heard it films this weekend. And maybe next week we can start talking about the cast. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. It's not good enough to download into your feed anymore. You got to hit play. I want to say this. Today's Sports Daily is an interview with the co-hosts of the Believe in Everything Auburn podcast. War Eagle, Taylor Davis, ESPN reporter, Auburn graduate. Jason Campbell, former Auburn quarterback, 10-year NFL vet. They co-host the Believe in Everything Auburn podcast. Talk to them for about an hour today. If you don't want to listen to the sports part of it, that's fine. The last 35 minutes of the podcast is talking about Joey's season of The Bachelor because both have been watching it. And then in 2 hours from now, I'll be answering your reader emails on podcast number 381. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius, only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean. Lysol clean.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.